You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond radio show. Orcam glasses, remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford, they have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. That's right. This is your host, Michael. And this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. If you want to call in, the phone number is 407-894-1680. That's right. That's the number. And today, we've got our main man next to me. That's right. He's the man who plays that guitar.
I do sometimes. That's hello right. there.
Dave Hillebrand.
And
his better half, Brenda.
Don't you mess with
Brenda. And my better half, Mrs. Lynn Golder.
You got what? That right.
I or, said it right.
Michael
I
started right. to black out there for a minute.
What, Lynn? What, Lenny?
No,
baby?
I wanted to tell everybody also that Dave works at the Lighthouse Central Florida. He's the voice behind the scenes when you call up and you ask for help.
I'm the afternoon guy.
You're the afternoon
proud
guy.
To be.
Sounds like a radio host.
Also, you're the afternoon jock at the Lighthouse.
Yeah, he is.
There you go.
Yeah,
you're now right. tuned in to the afternoon jock. Hey, celebrate at the Lighthouse.
That's it.
So don't forget. Blind and Beyond, we're here every Sunday Eastern Standard Time from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. This is the radio show that's catered for the visually impaired, the blind community, and the sighted folks, whoever are listening, we hope you keep on listening. The sighted folks, we are the bridge. Listen, I know one thing. When I was blind, I admit, I didn't know anybody who was blind. So now, you sighted folks out there, you can listen to us blind folks and visually impaired folks telling it as it is.
You might learn something.
Maybe introduce our guest caller.
And call in. And you cited, folks, you can call in any trivia you want. Call in any time you want. Ask us any questions. Okay?
All right.
Right now, I think the young lady is from California.
We
right?
are. She. We are. She is.
From
we
California.
Have, we have Carrie Kelly.
And
on
she's
the
got
line.
A hell of a story. She's
she
got a
does,
great story.
And
yeah,
she,
I heard her story. Great
she
story.
Also
great
has
story.
A Facebook page called Voices of Resilience. But Carrie works with adult survivors of childhood abuse. And we're going to learn all about herself and what she does every day. So let's welcome Carrie.
You there, Carrie?
I am here.
Hi,
hello.
Carrie.
Yay.
Welcome
everybody.
Aboard.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. It is such an honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you.
Yes, it's very nice. So tell us your story, because when you told me your story, I said it's an unbelievable story. So tell the story to the folks out there listening all over the country that listen to the show. Tell them your story.
Well, I think I will start with where my life is today. Today, it's a beautiful life. I have a wonderful husband. I have three of the most beautiful grandchildren that have ever walked on the planet. And I have a thriving business helping adult survivors of childhood abuse.
So you have all that and you are blind, is that correct? You're visually impaired.
I am visually impaired. My running joke is that I have enough eyesight to get in trouble, but not enough to drive his life.
Wait, she's breaking up.
Yeah, before we go further, I just wanted to find out, Carrie, is it your phone that's breaking up?
It must
up,
be, because everybody else is fine.
Yeah. Maybe if you could go
okay,
to a different
yeah,
part of the house.
Know, it's really interesting because I have an echo, and yeah. I was like wondering if everybody else can
no,
hear that echo
yes.
or just
yes.
me.
Now it sounds a little better where you are now.
Okay. How about now?
I think so.
Sound well, good.
We're going to keep our fingers crossed. A little more you speak, we'll know. So.
Okay. So you heard the part that I started with about my beautiful husband and grandchildren.
Right, we
yes,
did.
We heard
we
that.
Did.
We didn't hear the point, the part when you said you're visually impaired and what your numbers were.
Okay, my numbers are 20/200.
No, we couldn't hear that.
Mm. We're still. You're still breaking up, sweetie.
20/200.
Okay.
Mm.
Right.
Now keep on going.
20/200.
No.
We got
you. I wonder if she should hang up and call back. I'm wondering if it's a connection.
Are you
or go to a different part of the house.
Are you listening to our show any chance? Is it at the same time?
I was, but I cut off that part so that I could get on the phone with you.
Wait, do you have your speakerphone on?
No, I'm on the Bluetooth.
That's probably
Bluetooth.
Why. It's probably Bluetooth. The Bluetooth. Oh, that's oh. probably why.
Okay, so the Bluetooth is a bad idea?
Yeah. It's
okay.
a feedback.
Let me turn it off.
Okay.
It's a feedback.
Yeah, because with the Bluetooth, you know, it sometime it'll connect.
Okay, how about now?
Now it's
now
fine.
It's clear as a bell.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hey, Carrie. Welcome.
Okay, so go ahead and tell your story.
Okay. So, I still have an echo.
Oh, and
no?
I'm with you.
Go ahead and tell your story.
So, basically, what happened, I was about 9 months old when I was in the process of being adopted. And my new mother decided that I didn't like her because every time she came near me, I would cry. Now, she was married, and she also had a five-year-old child of her own, and when they came near me, I was fine. But when she came near me, I would cry. And so one day, in her frustration, she shook me. She bumped my head while she was shaking me, and I didn't have medical attention for 10 days after that. Now, I will let you do the Google searches about the statistics behind shaken baby syndrome and traumatic brain injuries that can cause death or vegetative state. And I was only 14 months old when this happened to me. Today, I'm 47. So I am completely convinced that I'm a walking, talking, breathing miracle.
Amen. Wow, you said only at
14 months old this happened to her. 14 months old.
Wow.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So that's how you got physically impaired by the woman who was shaking you and made you go blind. Unbelievable.
Yes.
And how was your life and your attitude up until the time you got married? I mean, you said you have a happy life now, but what was the life between then and adulthood?
Oh, I fell into the classic victim mode. Oh, poor me. I did get adopted a second time. I was taken from that first family, and I got adopted the second time when I was 4 years old into another abusive family where I dealt with all the other kind of forces of abuse. And so through my teens, early 20s and 30s, I did the whole, you know, drug, alcohol, promiscuity, trying to find something to take away the pain. I also went through a myriad of religions. I call myself I have the multiple spirituality religious disorder because I've tried so many different religions that I could probably give classes on almost all of them.
So what made you change?
One day, I just decided that, well, it didn't really happen overnight. It was a process, but what happened was I decided that all the people that abused me and mistreated me were going on with their life and their business, and they were not losing any sleep over what they had done to me, and I was the only one suffering. And I thought that had to stop. That had to be done with. So I decided that I was going to begin to enjoy my life. So I started looking for the little things that make me happy. And it started with chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
Okay.
Wait, what did you start with? Ice cream?
No, chocolate chip cookie dough flavored ice cream.
Good choice.
Yeah. And the beach, because I just love the sound of the ocean and the feel of the sand on my toes. And I began to write. I took a trip to Sedona, Arizona. And one of the people that I met with was an energy healer who told me that my adoptive mother wanted forgiveness.
Wanted what? So, I couldn't hear the last part. Wanted what?
My adopted mother wanted forgiveness.
Oh, forgiveness.
So, in order for me to forgive her, I had to find a way to communicate with somebody who was no longer on this earth. And so I wrote letters to her. which turned into the first book I wrote called Black, Blind, and Female.
I was hoping you would bring it up.
Oh, so now you wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
Blind, yes, and the title was Blind?
No, Black, Blind, and Beautiful.
Black, Blind, and Beautiful.
Oh, first it was Black, Blind, and Female. Is that what you said?
The title is actually Black, Blind, and Female.
On female.
Everybody says that I should have said Black, Blind, and Beautiful.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I think I'm beautiful, but you know.
Well, guess what? You are, because I saw your picture. You are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
So tell everybody how you, I know you, one of your slogans is, Carrie, let your past empower your future. What does that mean?
Well, okay. Basically, I wouldn't realize or really know just how resilient I am if I hadn't gone through those tough times, those rough times, you know? So, you know, if you never get tested, you never know how strong you are, right?
Wow, that's a great
and so
message.
That's how I know. Now, the thing about letting your past empower your future is that now that you know how strong you are, you know that when trials or tests or challenges come up in your life, you can look back at your past and go, hey, I did through worse. I can get through this.
If anybody has a question for Carrie or a comment or
call up and
question
talk.
About her book, or why don't you call right now? It's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Call now while she's on the air.
And if you miss any part of this show or any part of this segment, you can listen live.
But this
you can
listen is some our, story. So
unbelievable story. Yep. You can listen on the computer. Go to our website and listen to blindandbeyondradioshow.org if you want to listen to her again. If somebody misses the show and you want to miss any part of this, just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and you can listen. We're going to break.
Hold on, Carrie.
Don't go away. We're holding over. Don't go away. We've got a lot more to go. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Touche's Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try Touche's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. Touche's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at Touche's. Visit us online at touches.com. That's touojays.com. touojays.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And the phone number to call us in if you wish to, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We're talking right now to a young lady from California. Her name is Carrie Kelly. And she's got an unbelievable story. It's emotional. And that's why she started out by telling where she's at now and where she came from, because where she came from was horror stories. So, Kelly, Miss Kelly, let's go on. Yes. Let's go on with your story. Why don't you talk a little about your book, because this way you can plug your book.
Okay, well, my book is the first level of the story that I have before I started the search for my birth family. So basically, I'm going to end up writing another book because I actually found my birth mother, or I found out who she is. I didn't get to meet her before she left this earth. And I'm still in the process of looking for my birth father, but a lot of things have happened. But in Black, Blind, and Female, you will get to find out how my husband and I met, and our wedding day, and our honeymoon faux pas. It's pretty funny. Let's see, what else? Any questions? Anybody else?
I think we have a caller.
Yeah, like to ask you a question.
I think we do. I was just quiet because I was reading the monitor, waiting to see what Chris was going to
type on
the
monitor. I think we have
somebody
want to ask you a question. Yeah. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680 if you have any questions to Mrs. Is it Mrs. Kelly or Miss Kelly? I know it's Carrie Kelly. Is it Mrs.
It
Carrie
is Mrs.
Yes, okay, I want to make sure it's right. Mrs. Carrie Kelly.
Talk about faux pas. Yes, we didn't want to do a faux pas.
Yes. So who's on the line? Do you want to talk to her?
Oh, now he's got another caller. Okay. I think you're going to have a couple callers, Carrie.
All right. So let's see who's going to talk to Carrie Kelly. Any question you want to ask? All right. Anybody on the line?
Yes, he's typing it now.
Okay. Let's see where they're from.
Okay. It looks like we have a Brother Theo from Orlando that has a question for you, Carrie.
Brother Theo from Orlando.
Hi,
God
Brother Theo.
God bless you, Mike, Lennon. Everybody's in the studio.
Hi.
Hi, Theo.
Yes, the young lady that writing the book.
Yes.
I want you to hang in there and stay strong. Don't give up. Don't let nothing and nobody get you upset or down. I know money is not even a problem. It's about being respected and loved and understood and all. But you hold on, young lady. I know money ain't no problem. You're writing books, and I know you got plenty of money. But that's not the issue. The issue is you're saying somebody have disrespect you in some shape, form, or fashion. But you don't give up and don't let none get you down. Please, don't ever commit suicide, because so many people, you're saying, you know, go through different changes and try to commit suicide. And one other thing, too, young lady, like I say, Jesus is the true living Son of God. It's not Allah, it's not Buddha, it's not Muhammad, it's not none of them. It's Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God who takes away the sins of the world. If God can create, what you call it, heaven, earth, stars, moon, planet, he can plant a seed inside of Mary's womb. And so she can bring out the Son of the Living God, that's Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. If he can create the universe, he can do anything. Some people believe in Allah and all that, but that's not the right religious.
All right. Well, thank you, Brother.
Thank you, Brother.
Hey, Michael, I didn't forget you either, man.
Okay.
What we talked about.
Okay. Alrighty. Take care. Thank you, Brother Teal, for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Carrie, that was inspirational for you.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Thanks.
Brother Theo is a loyal listener. He calls in all the time, and he's very nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Do we have any other callers, Chris? Okay. All right.
Mr. Irwin, we're not a religious, so we don't like to get involved with it. Because a lot of different listeners, audience,
right,
listening to our show, all different religion listening to our show.
Well, he just wanted her to keep going on and keep being positive.
In his defense,
in his defense, I did bring up religion. I did say that I had multiple spirituality disorders. So, you know, that's probably what prompted him to call and encourage me about the religion. So,
Carrie, may I ask you a quick question? This is Dave in the studio, one of the guests here. I know a lot of people, when they write a book, they have professional writers helping them out. Did you tell your story to someone else and they wrote it for you, or how did you go about actually writing a book?
Actually, it was about a 3-year process, and I did have a lot of help.
Well, that's good. I think every author does, even the famous ones. So I was curious to see how you actually decided to write the book, and how you decided on who was going to help you write the thing.
Well, I did all the writing. I just had someone edit and make sure that everything was coherent for the reader. Yeah, it is a process, and I know that I will do a few things differently when I write the next book.
Carrie, can you tell everybody where to get the book, Black, Blind, and Female, and how to find your Facebook page before we go off?
Oh, sure.
Okay,
so my book is located on Amazon, and my Facebook page is Facebook, it's Voices of Resilience.
Okay.
Voices of Resilience.
Yes. That's my Facebook page where people can reach me. And I'm a vocalist as well, Dave. I wanted to comment on your song and your playing. I was
Be gentle impressed. With me now, Carrie.
He said plant. Be gentle with him.
Yeah,
he said.
Plant song.
I said I was impressed. I was very impressed.
All right.
He wrote it himself.
That's sweet of you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Carrie, you are welcome to post on Blind and Beyond Radio Show's Facebook page. You can put the link to your Facebook page and a little bit about the book if you like and how people can get it. All right?
Oh, yes. I will definitely do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was
Thank
very
you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks
and
for coming on board.
You're a true inspiration.
Thank you for having me. And
you're
I
welcome.
Really appreciate you guys have this show for people like me to connect to the audience.
Pleasure
very
to talk
welcome.
To you.
Thank you for coming
Thank
on
you,
board.
Kelly.
Thank
you, Kelly. Take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, Dave, time for another song.
All right. I will be happy to.
Okay, let's hear from Dave. Another song.
Take it away.
Here's
Dave.
A B.B. King.
Oh, B.B. King. Okay.
Tune, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you might be old, about 90 years. But you ain't too old to shift them gears. You gotta shake it up and go. Gotta shake it up and go. Well, all you good-looking people sure gotta shake it up and go. Mama bought a chicken. She thought it was a duck. She put it on the table with the legs sticking up. You gotta shake it up and go. You gotta shake it up and go, yeah. Well, all you good-looking people sure gotta shake it up and go. Told my girl about a week before last. The baby you gave it just a bit too fast. You gotta shake it up and go, yeah. Well, I shake it up and go. Well, all you good looking people sure gotta shake it up and go. Yeah, yeah. You might be old, around 90 years. You ain't too old to shift them gears. You gotta shake it up and go. Well, I shake it up and go. Well, all you good-looking people, you gotta shake it. All you good-looking people, you gotta shake it. All you good-looking people, you gotta shake it up and go.
All right, all righty. That's big day, big day. Hey, Dave, how long you been playing?
Since I was pretty young, actually. I can't remember when I wasn't playing, to be honest with you.
Your mother taught you, yes or no?
My mom taught me my first couple chords. I got my first guitar when I was 6 years old, and I knew at that time my parents were telling me, oh, you know, you're so little, you need to maybe start off with ukulele. And I need a big guitar. I want a real guitar, six strings, you know. And at first, teachers said my hands were too small and wouldn't even give me lessons. So my mom bought a book from the music store and taught me my first couple chords. And the rest is history. Been plugging away ever since, having a good time with it.
What was the name? I saw a picture of you. You were cute when you were younger with the long hair. What was the name of the group? Was it high school?
Well, for a number of years, I played with a group called The Functions. And we did a lot of convention work, and I was in the house band for a while.
That's when I first met him.
But he was really young in this, maybe in the teens.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, probably would have been in high school.
I think Brenda put the picture up. It was very cute.
To the imposter.
Yeah, could have been in high school then.
Yeah,
sure.
So you've been playing
for a long
time. Now,
wait a minute, I got a question for you. I'm going to give you a plug down. Don't you play somewhere live?
Actually,
several places.
I'll be playing tomorrow night, in fact.
Where are you at?
At Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. What? A friend of...
In Altamont Springs,
a friend
Florida.
Of Lighthouse, because they helped out considerably at the big Sight and Soul Walk.
Okay, let's give him some plugs.
Yeah, Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
It's called Anthony's Coal Fire... What?
Pizza. Close to the Altamont Mall, 420 East Altamont Drive. Great folks, really good food, and I will be there from 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow.
And you're playing.
I will be playing guitar, singing some of your favorite songs.
And, taking requests?
And, you take requests, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even the ones where they say, we request you don't play anymore. Please put the guitar... No. No, I that doesn't happen too often, thank goodness. But it's a really, really nice staff. The food is excellent. It's really one of my favorite places to play.
It's called Anthony's.
So. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yeah,
Anthony's.
They're nationwide, but the Anthony Coal Fire Pizza in Altamont Springs, we're a little partial to. They were wonderful to do donations to the Lighthouse Sight and Soul fundraiser, the big walk-a-thon. So
okay.
Thank you. Much grace.
It's time for trivia. 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
Trivia.
It's your song now. Your song. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
You don't want to go your song first and then her?
No, first hers.
Okay.
Ladies first.
I'll never hear the end of it.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go. The way he said it, though, Lynn.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry. Just the
yes,
way he said
dear.
It.
Makes
said,
Chris want to stir it up a little bit.
Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. You're listening to Blind and Beyond.
I used to think that I could not go on.
Sing it, Chris.
And life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it?
If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night.
Oh, the lights are lighting up already.
Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running.
believe I can fly.
Wild for your song, man.
See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve.
Okay, so who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the show that's for the visually impaired as well as the sighted. The folks out there that are sighted, call in. You can call in any time you want, including the trivia. Call in, you get a prize. We give out nice prizes on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So who's up there going to get the prize for this song? Who is singing this song?
Oh, I knew that.
Who is singing?
Because she's one of our younger listeners.
Oh, yeah, who's singing?
It's KJ from Orlando.
KJ.
Hey, guys.
KJ.
Hi.
Let's keep the Kelly theme going. It's R. Kelly.
All right.
R. Kelly.
Oh, you're right. That is funny.
Hey, there.
You're right. Carrie Kelly, Kelly, and Kelly.
Yeah, that's funny.
You're funny.
Yeah.
That's right.
Three in a row.
All righty.
Okay, so who was singing that song? You know? Do you
R.
think?
Kelly.
She said, that's the name, R. Kelly.
Oh,
that's
why
she said
R.
the Kelly theme. Yeah.
No, so Kelly versus Kelly. How do you like
it? You had a Carrie Kelly and Kelly on the line and the Kelly's
right.
Artist. Yeah. So, Kelly.
So, wait a minute. So, you just won a $10 gift card from 2J's.
Oh, yay.
All righty.
Woo-hoo.
Eat hearty at 2J's.
Yeah, eat good at 2J's. We love it there. 2J's.
Oh, yeah. They're really good.
So, I have a question, Kelly. What do you think of the topic tonight? Have you had any problems with this, going to the doctor and not finding everything out or forgetting to ask the doctor a question?
Yeah, I did, actually, one time. So, I went to the doctor and I had forgotten, like literally right after the doctor left the room, and I'm like, oh shoot, I have a question. So
we
I like opened the door and I'm like, wait, I have a question. And she was like on her way down the hall. She hadn't even like gotten to the next patient. She goes, oh, well, ask my nurse. She'll get back to you.
Yeah,
you're
that's
just,
happened to me too. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
The next
Forget
patient.
It. Once they walk out that room, out of that room,
you had your 15 seconds of fame with them.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing that bothers me about doctors is that you wait 2 hours and yet they give you 15 minutes.
If you're lucky.
True. But yeah, you do have to ask. It helps to, if you can, bring someone with you to take notes, because if you're distraught or whatever over the news,
that's true.
You know, ask how you're going to get the results. Try to write questions down before you go. And I've also had an issue with the medication. I hear an echo. Am I breaking up?
No.
Okay. Fine. You're coming in fine.
All right. So I went to a gastroenterologist, and he gave me a medication, and I said, what are the side effects? And he said, I don't think I asked him what the side effects were. He said, I'm going to give you a medication for this condition for people like you, and, you know, you can read about it online. And I thought,
read about it online? Oh, my gosh.
And he didn't even examine me either. He just asked me what my symptoms were.
Wow. That's a minimalistic visit.
And then my mom had a scary situation. She went to a doctor. She was bloated, and she went to the doctor, and the doctor did some poking around and whatever, and said, I think it was actually the nurse practitioner that told her, this screams ovarian cancer. And so she made her go through all these tests. She was freaking out because ovarian cancer is in our family, like from years ago, from generations ago, not anything recent. And she's fine. There was nothing wrong. But, you know, I mean, bloating could be anything. You know, it's like for someone to say that, this screams like almost like you have ovarian cancer. You know, you need to get tested. It's, you know, that's
saying the
that's
worst
a scary
possible
thing.
Scenario.
Wow. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you,
sharing,
Kelly, for calling in.
As usual.
Appreciate it.
And enjoy your 2Js.
All
Yes.
Thank
enjoy,
you.
Enjoy.
Callie, we will tell you which locations, okay?
No, 2J's anywhere.
Oh, is it
only 2J's is anywhere?
No,
okay.
Any 2J's.
Okay,
any
I just
2J's.
Want to make sure.
Any
okay.
2J's.
Well, there's oh,
that's
all
good.
Over.
Any
right.
2J's in the state of Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Yeah.
Any well, 2J's.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You all right. Too. Welcome. Bye-bye.
Callie, hold on one moment, all right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have another caller would like to say hello from Valley Forge, PA. It's
Valley
Robert.
Valley Forge. Oh, Robert. From
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Michael, Lynn, how are you doing tonight?
How you doing?
How you doing, Robert?
I called to tell you about some technology that's been helping me out, and I thought I'd let you know about it so other people can check into it, too.
What is it?
I have a smartphone, and on the smartphone, there's an option called NFC that you can turn off or on. And I never really knew what that was. And I started researching it and talking to some other blind people about what is this, how, what does it do? And a gentleman on the internet explained to me that if I went to Amazon, I could buy these things called NFC tags. They're stickers. They're about the size of a quarter across. And it's so cool. With a free app from the Google store called NFC Labeler, you take these stickers, you hold it to the back of the phone after you turn the NFC option on, and you can speak a message, and it turns it into text, and it puts the text message in this little electronic dot. And I used that one day with the help of some friends to get my pantry in my basement organized because it was horrible. I go down there to grab a can of peas and I grab a can of peaches. And with these tags stuck on a magnet laying on the top of the first can in a row, I can find anything I want now. No more surprise dinners.
Wonderful.
I go down, I get exactly what I need. I come back up and I have my meal.
Did you know about Orcam? Did you know about the Orcam glasses?
I didn't know about it at that time.
Well, you should know.
The only reason I mention this now is a lot of people have smartphones, so that technology is already built into it.
Right.
And the actual tags that I bought off of Amazon, they were 60 cents each, and they're reusable. So if I eat up all the peas and I go out shopping again, I can relabel that tag and say, okay, cream corn.
Nice.
And restock the stuff. But it's just amazing how well it works.
But if you get Orcam, you got that. And when you go out to eat, it'll read you the menu as well. And a lot of other things it'll do, Orcam.
Right. But I've heard of other people using this technology with some string to, like, label their clothing so they know they're grabbing such and such color shirt to go with such and such color suit. And that's something I'm considering doing now for my own closet so I don't go out dressed like a clown.
You can't beat the price, though. Free is excellent, yeah. You know?
All right.
It's just amazing. Me getting a smartphone was one of the best things I ever did.
There you go.
Changes at first, I thought
lives.
It was an extravagance until you realize what that phone will allow you to do.
Well, thanks for calling in, Robert.
Take care, folks.
Thanks
you
for
calling.
Keep call on listening.
Again.
Keep on calling back.
Stickers.
Bye, Robert.
Wonderful.
Keep on calling in. Okay, so now I just thought of something.
I would like to do a shout out to the other Carlos, Michael. If he is possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carlos, you know who you are on Facebook. I know you're following Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if you are listening, would you please call the station? I'm not sure which country you are in, but please call if you're able to. It's 407-894-1680.
It was the one, Carlos, who was inquiring about the
Orcam.
Orcam glasses.
If you would like, please call. Or Carlos, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Well, he did write. The only thing
he
left
did that on Facebook.
No. But saying is, as the big thing is, you have to let us know where you're at. That's the biggest
thing. I know,
but
it's hard to communicate the way he did it.
All right,
he
but
did
the
it
point,
with
let
a,
us know
an
what,
audio voicemail.
Let us know what city you're in. So
that's
get you
Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, Carlos, okay? And we'll get you hooked up with the
I got another peeve about doctors. Here's one for you. you hear about a doctor. Let's say his name is Dr. Jones. Oh, Dr. Jones is fabulous. You got to use this Dr. Jones. So, okay, you make an appointment with Dr. Jones. And you go there and sit down with Dr. Jones. And I'm sorry, what's your name? Oh, Miss Burnett. Uh-huh. And who are you? Well, you're the PA. Oh, I see. So you...
And you don't want to insult them, yeah, but you'd still like to talk to the doctor.
I came for Dr. Jones.
Right. That's really annoying.
I'm handling his patients. Okay. So one time he put up with it. Then, okay, I make an appointment next time to see Dr. Jones again. And who's there? There's Miss Burnett. Well, after that second time, I said, you know what? I'm getting upset now because I wanted to see Dr. Jones. That's why I came here in the first place, to see Dr. Jones. I'm sorry not to hurt your feelings, but you're not Dr. Jones. And I understand you may be great and fabulous, but I didn't travel all this extra miles. I want to see Dr. Jones. Now, I don't know if you two people are understand what I'm saying, and I don't know if you're going through the same thing that I went through, but I get upset over that. When you go to a doctor for that particular doctor, and he's supposed to be very good, and now you're seeing another person. To me, that's not right. And you're paying, sometimes you're paying, whether it's however you're paying your insurance, you're paying these high prices for this particular doctor. You're not paying for a PA. Right, Lynn?
Right.
Right.
You know what, Michael? I'd like to change the course of things a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to put them on the spot, the Hillebrands in front of me. Would you mind telling everybody a little bit about your trip to Amsterdam? Because I was fascinated. Can you do it in a few minutes?
Part where I pushed him in the canal? No.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't see that video.
No.
But tell us.
Wait a minute. You did what?
First of all, why you went over there? If not too personal.
What did she say?
She pushed him in the canal. She's kidding. Oh, but tell everybody about traveling to Amsterdam and what you did there.
Well, we love Amsterdam and the.
It's easy to get around.
Originally, we went over there because I was invited to play at a jazz festival near Paris several years ago, and our first step onto European soil was going through Amsterdam, and we within a couple hours we just fell in love with the place because the transportation is so great. Everyone speaks English, which makes it a lot easier to get around as well, and just tremendously helpful people. And so we and plus, Brenda likes the fact that it's nice and cool. We went over during the summer when it was 95 degrees here, and I think it was like 65 over there. So
beautiful.
We've been back several times. In fact, within about the first hour we were there the first time, we made friends with a gentleman and his family, and we've been friends and stayed in touch ever since. So
all right.
Wait, I try to go back every at least year and a half or so.
Now. All right, now I got to interrupt. Okay, now let me ask you a question. As a blind person.
I was wondering if you met anybody else over there.
No, I'm asking another question. As a blind person, right?
Right.
When you go to all these cities, I know you travel a lot in Florida and other places, right?
Yes.
Try to. Yeah.
And you go into other countries, right?
Sure.
Okay, here's my question. As a blind person, how do you distinguish? Can you distinguish one city from another one? I mean, if you're in Orlando, can you say that's different from Amsterdam?
Some cities are definitely different. One of my favorite cities of all places is New Orleans, and I could tell you if I woke up in New Orleans, I could tell you that I was definitely
smell.
There.
The sounds and smells
of New Orleans. There's nothing like it.
But as a musician, yes.
And the streets of New Orleans are different too because they're so tiny. They're small.
But I do have a real quick story I got to tell you about about Amsterdam though, because the last time we went. We wanted to make a point to check out the Rijksmuseum, which is the biggest museum in the Netherlands. And
they were going through remodeling most of the years we were there, so they finalized it.
Right, we never got around to going originally. So I thought, well, ahead of time I'd call and see if there's anything that would be blind friendly that I might be able to take advantage of while I was there. Well, out of all the places I wrote, the only place I got a response from was from a very nice lady at the Rijksmuseum, which happened to be very close to where we were staying. She mentioned that, well, possibly to let her...
Oh, we're going to break.
All right.
Hold the thought. We're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. This. Be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer 2 new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representatives with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
I
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We've been listening to Big Dave. Dave, so tell you, finish your story.
All right, let's see here. Went over to Amsterdam, and ahead of time, I checked several places to find out if any blind-friendly events or museums to go to or whatnot, and received a nice email back from a lady from the Rijksmuseum. And she suggested that to let me know when I was going to be in town, and she would help me get through the long lines and whatnot. So we kept on corresponding a couple times before I went. Lo and behold, we were fortunate to meet up with her, and not just did she get us through the line, but she actually got us in the museum for free and gave us a personal tour of all the great masters, and she was so interested in wanting to be able to make it accessible for me that she brought me to next door to the museum where they taught a lot of artists, and she had books where I could actually feel the copies of some of the great masterpieces and be able to see the difference in the painting styles and whatnot. So she wanted to make sure that I was able to enjoy just as much as Brenda was able to out of the museum. So it was awesome.
And
it was
something
she didn't have to do either. She just was
That's very fantastic. Generous.
That's
fantastic.
Yes, and the nice thing was we got to reward her with the TripAdvisor pin because she exceeded our expectations, went above and beyond. Just that extra moment, and the whole stadium, I mean the whole museum, were just so elated that they could be accessible for everyone.
It was worth it.
Don't give up.
Worth it to reach out and to be friendly and to mention our interest and whatnot. And I think that's what might have. Got her on my side and wanted her to help us out. So
Before we go off, I have to make a statement, very strong statement. This show is catered, as I said before many times, for the visually impaired and the blind community, as well as the sighted folks. We are not religious because our listeners, it could be Jewish, which we love, it could be Muslim, which we love, it could be Christians, which we love, or any other religion out there. We love you all. And it's not about politics. We're not talking politics. We're not talking religion. So I don't want anyone to get upset if someone says something or does something, because as the host of this radio show, we are for all religions. And I just want everybody to know that from Blind and Beyond Radio Show, we love you all. We love you all listening to our show. We love you have call in. As far as I'm concerned, people who call in have their own opinions, and you can voice your opinions, but if you can, try not to get too religious.
Keep it neutral.
Yeah. That's what I like to say. Keep it neutral.
Speaking of love, we love David and Brenda Hillebrand.
Oh, David.
Thanks
yes.
for
thank
coming
you.
To be
yes,
with
thank
us
thank you
again.
So much for
so
coming.
Good to be back to see yes. you guys again.
It, thank
it
you.
Sure
you're
really
great. Come
what
in.
You do
Chris
Sunday.
Shaw.
We love Chris, too.
Yes, we love Chris.
We love you, Chris.
Thank you for being Chris Shaw. Thank you for being Chris Shaw.
Anytime.
The face in the place. And Lynn Golder. What can I say? The best.
Yeah.
Awesome
you too,
host.
Michael. Lots of love here tonight.
Okay.
So we'll see you all next week.
Yes.
Same time, same place.
See you. That'll see you when we see you.
See you on
what
the radio.
April 30th, correct? Correct.
Yes.
We'll see you
love
next
you all.
Week.
Take care and hope you'll tune in next week. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. For
take it out. Take it out, Dave. Take us out.
I don't know, but we won't let nothing hold us. ourselves together. We're polishing up our act.